The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and welcome to Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from several magazines. First off, I've got an article from Real Simple, the September 2020 issue. It's called Dinner at Your Door. Delivery services fall somewhere between frozen entrees and takeout. We ordered dozens of meals to find these winners. The Best Reset, Saqqara Life Organic Meal Delivery. How it works. Choose the 3 or 5 day, 3 meal program for a short-term healthy eating reboot. You receive a sweet treat for breakfast and 2 veggie-packed dishes per day, plus Saqqara's detox tea and daily probiotic, as well as access to online health coaches. You can customize weekly deliveries for a longer program. The Scoop. No, the service doesn't come cheap, but if you want an all-inclusive plan with vibrant plant-based meals and a touch of luxe, this one is for you. We also love how each meal's packaging includes info on the nutritional benefits of the ingredients. The Faves, Daydreamer Soba Noodle Bowl, Prosperity Pad Thai, and Full Heart Brassica Bowl. To buy, it's $70 per day plus delivery for a 5-day breakfast, lunch, and dinner program. Saqqara.com, Saqqara.com. Best Special Diet. Factor. How it works. Pick your plan. 4, 6, 8, 12, or 18 refrigerated meals per week. Then fill your cart with choices that fit your dietary needs. Menus are updated weekly. The Scoop. This program caters to diets like keto and paleo, providing no-nonsense protein-packed meals that make healthy eating easy and tasty, especially for fitness-focused people. All the ingredients are gluten and soy-free, and the meats are grass-fed and pasture-raised. Special touches like herbed compound butter keep the meals interesting. Faves. Steak with garlic cauliflower mash, carnitas-style pork, and horseradish-crusted salmon. To buy, $99 per week for 8 meals, factor75.com. Best for kids, Nurture Life. How it works. Make a one-time purchase of an assortment of fresh meals or sign up for a weekly subscription. The Scoop. The dietitian-designed service is organized and portioned by age group. Everyone from toddlers to teens to moms can get crave-worthy meals made with organic produce, whole grains, and antibiotic-free proteins. We will neither confirm nor deny the existence of hidden veggies in several of the kids' meals, and we love that, in addition to individual dinners, the service offers meals and sides for the family to share. Faves, mac and cheese with cauliflower, chicken and vegetable dumplings with edamame, and maple glazed heirloom carrots. To buy, $6.90 to $13 per meal plus delivery with a minimum order of $39. NurtureLife.com. Best Frozen. Daily Harvest. How it works. Select a weekly or monthly plan of 9, 12, or 24 items, then start choosing from the wide selection of plant-based offerings. The Scoop. Stock your freezer with smoothies, bowls, soups, snacks, and flatbreads to stay energized and nourished throughout the day. Organic fruits and veggies come straight from the farm, and the ingredient list is front and center on the packaging. Since everything is frozen, there's no pressure to eat it before it goes bad, making for less wasted food and money. Faves. Cauliflower rice and kimchi harvest bowl, mint and cacao smoothie, and vanilla bean and apple chia bowl. To buy, $6 to $9 per item, dailyharvest.com. And finally, best takeout replacement, Freshly. How it works. Sign up for a subscription to receive 4, 6, 9, or 12 refrigerated meals per week. The Scoop. Made for omnivores, this family-friendly service focuses on healthy-ish comfort food, like the lightened-up buffalo chicken with loaded cauliflower. All the meals are gluten-free and require no more than 3 minutes in the microwave. Bonus, you can order and track deliveries via an app. Faves, chicken tikka masala, sausage-baked penne, and tomato-glazed turkey meatloaf. To buy, $9 per meal plus delivery for 6 meals, freshly.com. Another article for you from the September edition of Real Simple Magazine. Live the lifestyle of a super ager. Age is more than a number. It's about how you feel. Here's how to stay active, sharp, and connected well past your 80s. Imagine that your life at 100 looked like this. Waking up in your own home, taking regular brisk walks with friends, popping over-the-counter painkillers only once in a while, a spate of new research on super agers, people who live into their 80s, 90s, and beyond in great mental and physical shape, reveals some surprising lessons that may help the rest of us outsmart aging too. Of course, living to a very ripe old age involves some luck. It also runs in families. You might be in this enviable gene pool if you have close relatives who are spry nonagenarians. But while you can't pick your parents, you can do a lot to add years to your life. People who enjoy healthy longevity share certain habits and lifestyles we can modify aging, says Nir Barziali, MD, director of the Institute for Aging Research at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and author of Age Later. We die not from old age per se, experts note, but from the common diseases that tend to befall us in later years: diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. These big four are heavily influenced by life choices. What you do today matters. Small things add up to accelerate or slow the aging process, says Alyssa Appel, PhD, co-director of the Aging, Metabolism, and Emotion Lab at the University of California at San Francisco. Here's where to begin. Super agers keep moving. The science. Exercise may slow the aging process to a crawl, according to research by Scott Trapp, PhD, director of the Human Performance Laboratory at Ball State University. Trapp studies regular exercisers who started working out during the fitness boom of the late 1960s and early 1970s. Now in their 70s and older, quote, they look like people 3 decades younger in measures of cardiovascular fitness, end quote, he says. Muscle samples showed they had capillary networks comparable to 25-year-old exercisers. Most are on few medications and are inspiringly vigorous, he adds. It makes you question the notion that physical decline is inevitable. Working out also wards off obesity, revs the immune system, and helps the brain stay nimble. Start now. If the only marathoning you do involves Netflix, don't despair. You can start exercising at any age and gain benefits, Trapp says. Experts typically recommend 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 3 days a week, as well as 2 30-minute sessions of resistance training, like weightlifting. But as little as 15 minutes of a physical activity a day has been shown to increase lifespan. Build movement naturally into your day, Barzilai suggests. Take the stairs, use a push mower, act like your life depends on finding the parking spot farthest away from the grocery store. It kind of does. The camaraderie of group sports may offer a youth-giving boost. A 2018 study in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings found that playing tennis regularly added nearly a decade to people's lives. By comparison, gym goers got a bonus of only 1.5 years. What the experts do. Barzilai is a dedicated daily counter of steps. When we spoke at 10 a.m. one morning, he had already logged 13,000. Next up, superagers find their purpose. The science. The long-lived people of Okinawa, Japan call it ikigai, which roughly translates as a reason to get up in the morning. A landmark study found that having this sense of meaning reduced mortality in Japanese men and women. And in a study of nearly 7,000 older Americans, those with the lowest sense of life purpose were more than twice as likely to die within 4 years compared with those who had the highest sense of purpose. People who feel a reason for being also have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol and less information. Your purpose doesn't have to be as lofty as creating world peace, but if it is, you go. It could be training for a 5K or volunteering. It's what motivates you. The goals around which you organize your life, says Celeste Lee Pierce, PhD, a professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan. Start now. Ponder your own raison d'etre by reflecting through writing, especially after a big milestone or transition, like a significant wedding anniversary or your first day as an empty nester. Just by asking yourself, what gives me purpose? You may realize how many things give your life meaning, Pierce says, or you might realize you want your life to go in another direction. What the experts do. Pierce finds her purpose in family and work, so she does her best to avoid multitasking. If I'm hanging out with my family, I put away the phone. If I'm writing something, I close tabs and focus. I want to totally immerse myself in things I find most valuable. Superagers add more veggies. The science. Superagers around the world share some striking characteristics when it comes to diet. They are pescatarians. They eat a lot of vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. They get some protein from a couple of servings a week of fatty fish, like salmon, plus good fat from olive oil and tree nuts like walnuts, says Walter Longo, PhD, director of the Longevity Institute at the USC Leonard Davis School of Gerontology. He has spent decades analyzing the diets of the world's most long-lived people from Okinawa, southern Italy, and Loma Linda, California. Start now. The challenge is sticking to a virtuous menu in a world of double cheeseburgers and home-baked comfort foods. Longo suggests not forcing yourself into a total diet overhaul, fail, but tweaking the ratio of high nutrition to low nutrition choices. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that people who simply added some healthy foods to their existing diets lowered their risk of premature death. What the experts do. I'm Italian. I love pasta, Longo says, but I'll make a dish that is 2 ounces of pasta with a little olive oil and topped with lots of vegetables and chickpeas. Superagers learn something kind of hard. The science. Lisa Feldman Barrett, PhD, studies people over 65 who can remember things much better than many people their age. Their trick, researchers hypothesize, is to challenge themselves with bouts of strenuous mental effort. They get out of their comfort zones and push past momentary discomfort, says Barrett, author of 7.5 Lessons About the Brain, out in November. Just as exercising at the gym builds muscle, stressing the brain by playing tournament bridge, writing poetry, seems to make it stronger. Start now. Seek out enjoyable but complex challenges. Don't just churn out endless Sudoku puzzles or download a random brain game app that may not stress your brain enough to keep it healthy, Barrett says. Learn French. Take up the oboe. Join Toastmasters or sign up for any class that inspires you to learn something new. What the experts do. Barrett exercises regularly and spends half an hour on needlework most days. It's relaxing and can be challenging and effortful. Super agers make solid sleep a priority. The science. An "I'll sleep when I'm dead" attitude might just hasten that outcome. 7 to 8 hours seems to be the sweet spot for promoting longevity. During shut-eye, crucial healing happens, says Martika Hall, Ph.D., professor of psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Cortisol ebbs, rejuvenating growth hormone surges, and the brain flushes out amyloid plaques that can lead to Alzheimer's. For life-extending sleep, quality is key too, says Shelby Harris, PsyD, author of The Women's Guide to Overcoming Insomnia. One common sleep disruptor? Apnea. If untreated, it may shave years off your life. A 2019 study found that long-term users of CPAP devices for apnea cut the odds of premature death by an impressive two-thirds. Start now. As many as 40% of us get less than 7 hours of sleep. Set an alarm to remind yourself to turn off Hulu and go to bed. If you find yourself fitfully tossing, try an insomnia remedy called sleep restriction therapy, Hall suggests. Hit the sack later than usual, restricting the total time you're in bed. This can increase your ability to fall and stay asleep. For example, if you normally go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 8 a.m., but only sleep for 6 hours, limit your time in bed to 6 hours, sleeping from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Then slowly adjust your sleeping time, adding 15 or so minutes a week until you reach 7 to 8 hours. If you snore or regularly feel fatigued, despite solid sleep habits, ask your doc about getting tested for apnea. What the experts do. I charge my phone in another room and use an old-school alarm clock, Harris says. Devices emit sleep-disrupting blue light and tempt us to peek at alarming headlines at 2 a.m. Superagers connect with others. Loneliness puts us at higher risk of premature death than obesity and physical inactivity. Also, scans of octogenarian superagers showed that the brain region associated with social connections was thicker. Superagers also report greater social connectedness than their peers, says Emily Rogalski, Ph.D., associate director of the Mesalem Center for Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease at Northwestern University. Being around people we trust tamps down our fight-or-flight response. We relax when our pack is around. They will protect us from wolves, after all. An engaging and back-and-forth talk is a vigorous brain workout. Conversations involve lots of mental gymnastics, Rogalski says. You're planning what to say and reading body language and other emotional cues. Start now. Social distancing may be our modus operandi for the foreseeable future, but if you want to do something to keep your brain healthy, call a friend, Rogalski says. You don't have to be a social butterfly. A few close bonds will do. It's about how connected we feel to others, says William Chopik, Ph.D., assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University. When we get older, friendships may be particularly important, according to Chopik's research. Family relationships can be obligations. We keep friends around because they make us feel good. What the experts do. Even though, as a mom and researcher, Rogalski has a packed schedule, she finds pockets of opportunity to keep treasured ties strong. My childhood friend lives in Memphis, but we make a point to talk several times a week during our morning commutes, she says. It is time that I cherish. Now I've got a few tidbits from the Food Network magazine October issue. To your health, here's what's extra good. Looking good. Yet another reason to eat more fish and seafood. It's good for your hair. According to Natural Medicine Journal, a lack of omega-3s and other fatty acids in your diet could contribute to hair loss, which affects up to 50% of women over the age of 50. Try to eat more tuna, salmon, and whitefish, and check out Thai shrimp curry as well. In season, parsnips. Carrots get all the attention, but parsnips are just as sweet with a distinct nutty flavor, and they're full of fiber, vitamin C, and folate. Try them in the soup on our cover, or cut them into sticks, toss with olive oil and salt, and roast at 425 degrees for 45 minutes, stirring halfway through. Serve them like fries. Coffee break. Go ahead, get a refill. A new study published in the Journal of Nutrition found that women who drank 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day had about 3% lower body fat compared to those who didn't drink coffee at all. Be a sugar detective. Did you eat ice cream for breakfast this morning? Probably not, but if you ate sweet flavored yogurt, you're not doing much better. According to the new book, Sugar Shock, a 5.3-ounce serving of flavored yogurt can contain up to 29 grams of sugar, more than half a cup of vanilla ice cream. Pick up the book to find out where else sugar is lurking and how to make smart swaps. 8 things you need to know this month. You can put avocados in your coffee. Just when we thought the alternative dairy aisle couldn't get more crowded, supermarkets in California, Texas, and 12 other states have started selling avocado milk. It's made from oats and freeze-dried avocados and is similar in flavor and creaminess to oat milk. You shouldn't drink and shop. Almost a quarter of Americans made at least one purchase this year while under the influence of alcohol, according to a recent survey, and we're spending more than 3 times on those tipsy purchases than we did in 2017. If your kids hate broccoli, don't force them to eat it. A recent study found that some children were more likely to become picky eaters when parents pressured them to consume certain foods. OJ is making a comeback. Sales of the drink have steadily declined over the last 20 years, but the pandemic seems to have helped spark a revival. Retail sales spiked by more than 30% in March and April. Most of us are candy hoarders. Nearly 60% of Americans admit they've hidden sweets. Our hiding places always aren't as clever as we think, though. A third of us keep our candy in a dresser or a high cabinet, while 22% stash it above the fridge. This coffee is dope. Former cafe owners Michelle and Michael Lloyd noticed that black people were often excluded from the coffee world, so last year they launched Dope Coffee, an online shop selling products inspired by black culture. They started with 3 kinds of beans and have recently introduced beauty products made with recycled grounds. Their newest addition, an exfoliating soap called Original Man, named after the idea that all humans come from the same ancestors in Africa. Now I've got a recipe for you, and this is also from the October 2020 edition of Food Network magazine. Ina Garten couldn't possibly have known when she started working on her latest cookbook how much we'd all need comfort food right now. She came up with a concept for modern comfort food more than 2 years ago, figuring the book would arrive just before the presidential election and that we might be a bit stressed. Her recipe here is ultimate beef stew. 3 tablespoons good olive oil. 4 ounces small diced pancetta. 3 pounds of boneless short ribs cut in 1.5-inch chunks, 4.5 pounds on the bone. Kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper. quarter cup cognac or brandy, 1 cup hearty wine such as Côtes du Rhône or Chianti, divided, 2 cups of chopped yellow onions, 2 cups chopped fennel, trimmed and cored, 2 tablespoons of minced garlic, 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes, including the juices, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 2 cups of beef broth, 1 pound of carrots, scrubbed and cut half-inch thick diagonally, 1 pound of Yukon Gold potatoes, scrubbed, 1 inch diced, 10 ounce of frozen peas. Preheat the oven to 300. Heat the oil in a large 11 to 12 inch Dutch oven over medium heat. Add the pancetta and cook for 4 to 5 minutes until browned. With a slotted spoon, transfer the pancetta to a plate lined with a paper towel and set aside. Meanwhile, season the short ribs all over with 2 teaspoons of salt and 1 teaspoon of pepper. Brown half the meat in the Dutch oven over medium heat, turning occasionally for 5 to 7 minutes until browned on all sides. Transfer the meat to a bowl and brown the second batch. Transfer the second batch to the bowl and set aside. Off the heat, add the cognac and 1/3 cup of wine to the pot, scraping up any browned bits, then simmer over medium heat for 1 minute. Add the onions and fennel and sauté, stirring occasionally for 7 to 8 minutes until the vegetables are tender. Add the garlic and cook for 1 minute. Stir the tomatoes and tomato paste into the vegetables. Add the remaining 2/3 cup of wine, the beef broth, the seared meat and juices, 2 teaspoons salt and 1 teaspoon of pepper. Bring to simmer, cover and bake for 1 1/4 hours, checking occasionally to be sure the liquid is simmering. Degrease the stew if necessary. Stir in the carrots and potatoes. Cover and bake for 1 hour longer until the vegetables and meat are very tender when tested with a fork. Just before serving, stir in the peas and pancetta, taste for seasonings, and serve hot in large, shallow bowls. Make it ahead. Reheat over medium-low heat, adding beef broth and a splash of red wine. We have run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you have enjoyed it. I am Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.